This week, the Illinois Treasurer's Office announced it has returned $1 billion of unclaimed property to rightful owners in the past 5 years, which set a record for any five-year period in the history of the office. And this made me do a couple things. I went on and checked my name. Nothing right now, as a matter of fact. And then I also called the Illinois Treasurer's Office to try to get Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerichs to come on my show. And he's been nice enough to spend his Sunday talking to me. He's the state's chief investment and banking officer. He's held the job for 6 years, elected twice. And he invests money on behalf of the state and local units of government, managing a $31 billion amount of money. Welcome to the show, Michael. How are you?
Karen, I'm wonderful. I can't think of a better way to spend my Sunday afternoon than helping return money to Illinois citizens.
Oh, well, that's nice. Now, I have to tell you, I did this about a year ago just because I was bored at work. And I found a decent amount of money. And let me tell you, it was a good amount of money. And I want to tell you that it's a very simple process. You've made it much simpler when I tried it 10 years ago. So I want to talk about, tell us about the unclaimed funds. First of all, where do they come from? Who might be on the list? And how does a listener access that website?
So unclaimed property is money that's currently being held by a financial institution or a company. Could be proceeds from a life insurance policy that never got to its rightful owners. If the financial institution or company has been holding it for longer than 3 years without being able to track down the owner, they turn it over to us. We fight to get money that belongs to people in this state and then to get it back into their hands. Go ahead.
Go ahead. And so,
well, I just say that we find that about one in four people who go to our website find we have something that belongs to them, and the average amount last year was just over $1,000. We're sitting on nearly $3 billion that we would love to return to people in this state.
Now, you had let's just talk a little bit about how to do it. What are the logistics on how you do it and what is involved? Because I know a lot of my listeners don't always love computers and websites, and they said it's too much trouble. It's not. What does a listener have to do to access this potential unclaimed fund?
Very easy. They can go to illinoistreasurer.gov, click on iCash, and put your name into the database. So it's a very simple database search with a first name, last name, and address. If you have a very common name, you should put your most recent address and previous addresses, because sometimes money is turned over to us from a place you lived before. If your name is somewhat unique, you can just put your last name in there, and this is something I like doing. Frerichs isn't that common. Can I find myself or find relatives who have money? And what a great thing to do on a Sunday afternoon. You look up for yourself, and you didn't find anything for yourself, Karen. But that first cousin you haven't talked to in 2 years since that wedding 2 years ago, you see their name in there, and it's an excuse to call them and tell them you found money for them.
How exciting. And then maybe you don't even have to give them a gift. Maybe that will be it.
Yeah, and if they're really generous and it's a good amount, they may even offer you a finder's fee.
There you go.
State of Illinois, we will not charge you a finder's fee. There are scammers out there that will. We cannot require that anyone give you money, but if they have the kindness of their own heart, they want to share in that bounty, that's their decision.
And I just want to reiterate, I did this about a year ago, and I managed to do it very quickly, very simply. I had to provide a little bit of information, a little bit more information because of my situation, but the money came very quickly. And even though there was a close down and all of that going on, I think it was a 2 month period, and I got a check in the mail. It was a wonderful thing, and it was my money. It wasn't like it was someone else's money. It was money that was rightfully I'm entitled to. So it's a good thing. I hope everyone goes out and does it today.
And that is why we were able to give it to you in the midst of government shutdown. When there was no budget in place for 2 years and a lot of bills could not be paid, we were still writing checks to people in this state. Because I don't need a state budget appropriation to spend this money because it doesn't belong to the state. I'm the fiduciary, the caretaker, and when we track down the rightful owners, we can cut them a check whether there's a budget in place or not.
You had a couple.
But when I came in.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I say when I came in, we inherited a system that was cumbersome, yes, burdened with a lot of paper, and I can't tell you the number of people, Karen, who told me, "Oh, treasurer, you've got my money." And I said, "Great, we'd love to give it to you." And they'd say things like, "Nah, go ahead and keep it. It's too much work." Well, that was disappointing to me because it doesn't belong to me because I can't keep it. And two, I know that when we give money to your listeners, and then they in turn go out and spend that money at a local business or a local restaurant, that money circulating throughout Chicagoland does a lot more good for the Illinois economy than it does sitting in a bank account in Springfield. So we'd like to return more.
That's fabulous. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frericks is with us talking about the unclaimed funds, and we'll give out that information before you sign off here. But let's talk a little bit about the Bright Start, a college tuition fund. Tell me how that works. I know a lot of people are out there, maybe even with grandchildren, who they want to open up one of these accounts and start to fund college, because who knows how much college is going to be when a young child is, finally reaches the age. What tell us about the program.
We don't know how expensive it'll be, but we've got a pretty good idea it will be expensive. And we can see all the students graduating with a mountain of debt, and parents who would like to put their kids on a pathway to success, make sure they have access to higher education without being burdened with huge debt, should consider saving. And we think one of the best ways is through a 529 college savings plan. In Illinois, that's Bright Start or Bright Directions. What this is, it allows you to put in money. You can put up to $10,000 a year per individual in your family and have a state tax write-off. And then you can invest that money, and over 15 or 18 years, that growth is all tax-free as long as the money is used for improved higher education expense. So it's a great tax deal, but what's really important is not really how much you save, but the fact you're saving something. Because researchers at Washington University found that if a young person knows they have a college savings account in their name, they're three times more likely to go to college. So a parent can set up an account, so can a grandparent or an aunt, an uncle. If there's some young person in your life that you want to put on a pathway to success, you can go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov and click on College Savings or Bright Start.
Now, I have heard this, and I'm going to address this with you. People say, I'm not putting my money in anything having to do with Illinois, because we know how messed up our government is. And, you know, there's some stats showing us as being second to last or maybe dead last in all kinds of surveys that have gone on where people don't trust our government and don't think we're doing a good job managing our money. So can you give us some assurances that this money will be, in fact, there for the child when he goes to college?
Yes. So I've heard that before from people out there, but I can tell you a few things that should put people's mind at ease. I oversee this program, but the money is managed by the private sector, by Union Bank and Trust, who oversees this. Individuals who open up accounts decide where they invest that money. The money can't be touched by state government. It can't be swept by state government. Now, there's always some risk when you're investing. So you could lose some portion of their money in an economic downturn. But if you're investing for the long term, we have generally seen good positive returns out there. So if you're worried about the state's credit rating, not affected, Brightstar is not affected. As a matter of fact, Morningstar Rating Agency, which rates all of the 529 college savings programs in the country, rates our program as gold rated. There are only four programs in the country that got gold rated. When I came in, we were bronze rated. In the past, there were some problems, but we made a lot of changes. We're running and managing the program better. And if you don't believe the Illinois politician, Mike Frericks, you should listen to Morningstar. They're a Chicago-based company that's given us a double rating upgrade since I've come into office.
And that sounds very reassuring at a time like this. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frericks is here with us. And before we take a break, I'm going to ask you a couple personal questions because you have a very interesting background. You're from Gifford, Illinois, which is a little town north of Champaign.
It's a town I'm guessing most of your listeners have not heard of. When I was growing up, the sign said Gifford 800,
wow,
which was about the population.
And what is it like? And you're 6'8", right?
Yeah, my family had been tall for a while. I knew I would be tall. It surprised people when I tell people I was the second shortest guy on my basketball team.
Oh, my goodness.
And they wonder if I played with a team of giants. And I said, no, it was a late growth spurt.
It must have
my
been
sophomore
all
year.
Good corn out
I
there.
I did not start growing yet. Good water, good genetics, good corn.
Got it. So how does being from a small town, you ran for Illinois State Senate, you were a state senator, you're now the treasurer, you're doing a great job. What about being in a small town makes you different from some of the people maybe who were raised in the suburbs of Chicago?
Well, I think it's a different background. When I was running around the state with J.B. Pritzker and Juliana Stratton, Kwame Raoul, Jesse White, Susana Mendoza, the Governor Pritzker would joke that I was the diversity candidate. And people would laugh, and they'd say, yeah, he's geographic diversity. He's the only one who's not from Chicago.
Yeah.
Gibber was a great place to grow up. It was a very small town. You knew everybody. Everyone went to the same church, related to most of the town. It gives me a sort of different background when you're representing the entire state. Illinois is a very diverse state.
It's
diverse in terms of our geography, our geology, people's backgrounds. But I think that's one of our biggest strengths, and I think having spent a lot of time in Chicago, being from downstate, makes it a little easier for me to cross I-80.
That's true, and I always say Illinois is a long state, and you know you can drive south, and at a certain point they're serving grits. I mean, it's true.
When you're in deep southern Illinois, you are south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yes, you certainly are.
When you are in Cairo, Illinois, you are closer to Mississippi than you are Chicago.
We're talking to Illinois Treasurer Michael Frericks. Will you hold with us, and we got some more to talk about on the other side?
Most certainly.
All right. You're listening to the Karen Conti Show on WGN. Welcome back. We're talking to Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frericks. We're talking about unclaimed funds and Bright Start education accounts and all kinds of good things going on. There are some good things going on in Illinois government, and we're going to take some calls. Treasurer, are you still with me?
I am.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Happy to take them.
All right, here we go. Linda in Cicero. Hey, my stomping grounds. I'm from Berwyn, right next door. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Karen. I'm doing fine. I wanted to ask Michael, I have a few relatives that have died, and they're on the list, and they want me to prove addresses, and I don't know how to do that.
Okay, so it is a little more difficult to claim money if it's a deceased person, and that's because we have to follow Illinois probate law. So we do need a little bit more information to make sure you're their definite heirs out there. So what they need addresses where the deceased ones live?
Yes.
And do we show a range on amounts out there? Like how much money are we talking about? Is it more than 100, less than 100?
Most are, is the middle one under 100?
Yeah, if it's under 100, we passed legislation last year because, quite frankly, I heard from a lot of people saying, oh, hey, my father or my deceased spouse has $80. And I have to go to the county building to get a death certificate. It's going to cost me $40. It's not worth it. Well, we want to get these things off our books. We want to get them back in the right people's hands. So if it's a lower amount, our threshold for documentation is a lot less. If you're talking about thousands of dollars, you will need to provide death certificates to us and some proof that you are the heir and that they were at that address. But if you can go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov, mm-hmm. Send a note. I have staff who is listening to this call. We will have unclaimed property or have someone from my office contact you on Monday. If you can leave your name and phone number with the producer of the show, I don't know if you're able to.
Yes, you can.
If you're
do
able
that.
To,
yep.
We'll get that, and we'll have someone reach out to you tomorrow to help talk you through that.
That's very nice. You got your own Illinois State Treasurer line here. All right, Linda. Thank you. Thanks for
Linda. I'll look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
All right.
Or talking to you tomorrow.
Okay. Let's go to Tracy in Chicago. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
You are on with the Illinois State Treasurer.
That's wonderful. I have an investment account that I've tried to add investment to. They said they turned the money over to the state, and I cannot find the name on the unclaimed property of the state.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know how.
They say when they turned it over to us.
March 31st, 2015. They sent me a letter.
Well, they definitely should, if they turn it over. Oh, so we sent you a letter?
No, this is from...
You can't find it on our website?
No, this is from the investment company. They sent me a letter, and as the file for escheatment was turned over on March 31st, 2015.
So I'll explain why it's been turned over, and then we'll see how we work here. So if there's a company, a financial institution, holding onto money, and they have no contact with the account owner for 3 to 5 years, it's a consumer protection device here, so that sometimes people will pass away, and then companies would hold on to their money forever and not turn it over to their heirs. This is a way to make sure. Now, they should have been sending you letters in advance saying, hey, just check this box, tell us you're still alive, tell us you still like where you are. So it's entirely possible they turn it over to us, but if it's not shown up on our website yet, there either was a problem with them turning over to us, or they turn it over perhaps with incorrect information. So I am going to have to do a little work on this. Same thing, if you leave your name and first and last name and phone number with the producer, my staff will follow up with the producer, and we'll give you a call tomorrow. But that's why money is turned over. It's to make sure that an investment firm doesn't hold on to money that really belongs to the heirs, to the children of deceased, for any longer than they have to.
Great. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you for the call. And you'll give your name and your information to Ben, my producer. Okay? Take care.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Let's talk to Gina in West Chicago. Hi, Gina. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having your guest on today. It's perfect timing. I have some lost cash. It's almost $700, and I filled out the form, but one of the things that they're asking me to do is send a copy of my Social Security card. And I'm a little leery of doing that because of, identity theft, et cetera. Is that really necessary?
Gina. Good question, Gina.
So we need to confirm your Social Security number. However, if it's under $2,000 now, we recently changed the threshold. We can do a LexisNexis search of you. You still have to give us your Social Security number online if you don't want to mail it in so that we can check.
Okay.
But if you're able to do it online, we should be able to. Just, when was the last time you tried this, Gina?
I tried it right when the coronavirus was hitting, and then I've been trying to call, but there's no one that answers when I call the 217 number. So
the time of coronavirus hit, we were working to people working from home. We made that change later, so the threshold might have actually been raised after you tried. And the phone number should be ringing through, or at least going to some sort of voicemail. But I will offer you the same thing. Ben is going to be upset with me. I'm giving him all kinds of work. He has a show to produce. But if Ben doesn't mind, we're going to get more money back into your listeners' hands, making them happier. And happy listeners are a good thing. Happy constituents are a good thing. Gina, we'll work with you to find that, too.
All right, great. Well, thanks for the call. Hope this works out for you.
Oh, Karen, you're wonderful. I always love your show.
Thank you, Gina. Take care. All right.
Thanks for calling, Gina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're here with Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frericks, and we're taking calls with us. The phones are just lighting up here. Mel, we've got Mel in Chicago. Hi, Mel. Welcome
appreciate
to the show.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. So there is a phone number where... Okay, I don't have an computer or internet, what have you. So there is a phone number that I can call myself or something?
Ah, good question. So there's a lot of listeners out there who are not quite on the computer yet. And I'm going to put you on hold.
Sure.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was hearing a lot of feedback there.
Yes.
With the coronavirus, we sent people to work from home early. Now, that has sort of messed some things up, but we now have our employees working from home with computer access, with internet, with cell phones. And so I will tell Mel the same thing I told Gina and Linda and Karen, that if he gives his number, we can reach out to him and help him through this. Because sometimes we had a phone system set up to handle a large volume of calls, and we are patching something together. Our employees are still working, but we're working out some kinks with the phones. So for your listeners out there who do have internet access, the best way to access unclaimed property is through IllinoisTreasurer.gov. Click on unclaimed property or iCash. And from there, all of our people have access to email. Email is another good way to reach out.
And it's easier than you think. That's the truth. Let's go to Marie in Beach.
We may. Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. you've made it.
We've made it a lot easier because I heard a lot of complaints out there as we've worked with the General Assembly with Democrats, Republicans. Giving people their money back is not partisan. We just needed to make some improvements.
Absolutely. And it's good because you do. At some point, you get fed up and you think to yourself, is this really worth it to spend the time and the energy pursuing it? And it is, and you should. So let's go to Marie in Beach Park. Hi, Marie. Welcome to WGN. You have a question for our
Hi, Michael. Hi, Karen. I was just checking for myself. I got online right away and I looked, and I have a deceased uncle, and he has stuff in here. And I'm like, no one's alive. My mom has passed away. All of the siblings, all of his brothers and sisters have passed away. What do we do?
Good question.
Did he leave a will?
I don't know.
No.
I didn't know. If he did.
Did he have children?
You know, no children.
Thing. Well, so there's an issue of probate court. We've changed a lot of things to make it easier to give people money. But state law about probate, how assets are dispersed, is a little more difficult. We have to follow that. That is one I'm going to consult with my lawyers on what we do in those circumstances.
And I might say, Marie, call my office because I'm going to put – Ben, can you put her on hold? There's a little bit of an echo here.
Oh, thank you, Karen, much. And thank you, Michael.
Sure. You can maybe call my office, and maybe we can figure it out. I have an estate planning lawyer who just joined my firm, and he's very good at figuring out, you know, maybe asking her the right questions as to whether there was a probate and following it down as to who might be the heirs in this case, and then how to go about setting up an estate if there's enough money involved to make it worth her while. Does that sound like a good plan?
That sounds like a good plan. That's the problem. Unless we know how much money it's worth. I do have know of a story of someone who had about $1 million owed to them for unclaimed property. It was for someone who was deceased, and they had to go back to probate court. They had to hire a lawyer. But for $1 million, it was money well spent.
I get that. Like, as I would say, you know, if that money fell on the ground, I would bend over and pick it up.
Yes.
Couple questions here. I want to move through a couple of things. Secure Choice is a very interesting program. Can you tell our listeners briefly how that works and what it is?
Yeah, Secure Choice is a retirement savings program. We find that about half of Illinois Americans aren't saving enough for their retirement. It's a large number of people who don't even have $400 saved for an emergency. So we want to help people save their own money to have a brighter future. And if you look at what savers have in common, you know, what makes someone much more likely to save, the answer is simple. Do they have a workplace retirement savings option with automatic payroll deduction that goes into a 401k or goes into a pension? If they do, they are 15 times more likely to be saving than someone who does not. Unfortunately, there are a lot of employers that are too small, or there's too much turnover, or their wages are too little to attract a 401k. And so Secure Choice is basically a state-administered 401k. When these employers now send their tax dollars to the state, they also send a portion of their employees' salary that goes into their own individual Roth IRA. If you're thinking that same question, Karen, well, I don't trust the state to manage my retirement. It is managed by an outside provider, a census. The state just takes it, passes it on, then it goes into your individual Roth IRA, and you determine how that money is invested. But that simple fact, that nudge of having an automatic payroll deduction, just makes it so much easier for people to save. And I tell people the most powerful force in the universe is inertia. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. And too many people are at rest when it comes to their retirement savings. If we can just get them saving, then they continue with each paycheck, and they'll find they have a nest egg when they finally reach their golden years.
And even though this is a bad time financially for a lot of people, I think it's a wake-up call that we need to save more money and we need to think about our future. And if these kinds of things, these pandemics or whatever happens again, you know, you're going to need to save. And so although it may seem like a bad time to do that, it's probably really a good time to start a program. And like you said, keep it in place. You're living on a little bit less money. You're not going to notice it gone after a while. And at the end of this, you could have some money to retire, which we all would like to have. Very good advice.
Yeah, and because it's in your own individual Roth IRA, if you hit tough times or you lose your job or you need that money, you're able to take some of that out penalty-free. So it's just a nice way to save, have a nest egg for a rainy day, and to hopefully be there for your retirement.
We have just a few minutes, not actually a few seconds left, but I want to talk a little bit about the ABLE program, A-B-L-E. Can you tell our listeners what that is?
Yeah, that's an awful lot like our Bright Start College Savings Fund, but it's for people with disabilities. You have a young person, you have a person in your family with a developmental disability incurred before age 26, you can put money into an account, save that money, invest that money. The growth is tax-free if it's for a disability-related expense. And the wonderful thing, though, is you can save up to $100,000 in an ABLE savings account without losing your federal benefits. Right now, if you have more than $2,000 in your name, you lose your federal benefits. This is a nice way to save and to save a little more.
And that's something that a lot of people with disabled relatives don't know, that the government can take your money away if it's sitting in an unprotected account for the benefits that are being received by that person. So this is a really wonderful thing. You don't need a lawyer to set it up. It's something that the state has.
Nope.
It's a wonderful thing. Very good.
Yeah, there are some people out there who set up a living trust. But that requires hiring an attorney. It can be expensive for some people. For a lot of families, just have a little extra they want to save and give a person in their life a brighter future. And go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov and click on ABLE. I think it's going to transform a lot of lives for a lot of special people.
Michael Frericks, Illinois State Treasurer, thank you for joining me. Please do it again. And you're listening to The Karen Conti Show on WGN.